there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the DEMA show in Orlando, DEMA 2013. We're hanging out for our Junkanoo happy hour party with the Bahamas. I'm here with Jerry, the diving guy. Jerry, how are you, bud?
I'm here. We're happy to be here.
And then, Jerry, you drove straight down from West Virginia.
Virginia.
Not Virginia.
Virginia.
Okay, just Virginia in the mountains, Mountain Divers. He's a dive facility up there in the area. And he drove down this morning to the DEMA show.
Yep.
You brought your some of your fresh spring water
straight
down
from
here.
The mountains.
And it's funny, that spring water mixes in really, really well with Bahamian rum punch. What do you think about that, pup?
I think it's awesome. I just had a glass myself.
Yeah, the Scuba Cowboys here. We're hanging out in the Bahamas Isle for our Junkanoo party. It's at the end of the first day of the DEMA show. And our friend Neil Watson and all our friends from the Bahamas, Stuart Coves, who's getting an award here at the DEMA show, the Reaching Out Award, is here in the Bahamas Isle. And all our Bahamian friends and everybody from the DEMA show come here and convene for our little happy hour party. Now we have our mermaids. Mermaid Tiffany is here as well. She
What's
is
up,
acting.
Tank.
Well, tank, yes.
The
mermaid Tank.
The Tankathon.
Okay, well, yeah.
The but Tankinator.
But you're. The Tankinator. Well, the thing is, she's not a mermaid right now. She's actually taking on the role, expanding her acting skills or, I don't know, activities as a Junkanoo girl.
Yes, indeed I am. And I'm actually surprisingly amazing at it, like everything else I do.
Yes, you're very, very good, indeed. Especially, you know, when you're juiced with that spring water that Jerry the Diver Guy provided, right?
I'm not really sure what you're talking
about. How would you like to describe that concoction that he brought from Virginia?
It was like a little taste of heaven, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good.
That burned, but, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Going in. Burn going in.
And trust me, it'll probably burn coming out, too. But that's a whole other show that we really don't want to delve into, unfortunately. But, obviously we're having a good time here at the DEMA show. We don't really dive, so everybody gets together, networks, maybe shares a Bahamian Run punch spiked with some spring water from Virginia. Whatever it takes to get you there faster and get you through the day, that's what we do. And then we get the music going on. We got a little Tiki Toss game going here. And of course, we've been doing our Beatles party in the morning here at the DEMA show. And that seems to be going over pretty well. We haven't really played a lot of our parody songs, our Beatles parody songs yet. But we have debuted the outfits. And I think we got pretty rave reviews. Don't you think, Jeff?
Yeah, from what I hear, we're right on the nail, actually. I mean, like, right.
I make a pretty good poll, you know.
Well, if I knew who that was, I might be able to agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Disagree,
yeah, none of the mermaids have any idea who the Beatles are.
Not a clue at all.
Yeah,
no.
we did name five Beatles songs. Well, four out of five mermaids couldn't do it.
Now, if you talk about NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, I'm all
yeah,
over
exactly,
that.
Which is sad. A sad state of affairs for America, but what are you going to do? But we are having a good time. Walt DeMartini just walked up. Walt, how are you?
I'm having a wonderful time here. We're over here at the Aquacat booth. Aquacat, Blackbeards, Cat Palau Cruises.
Drink the Junkanoo happy hour party. And we offered you a free drink and you showed up.
That's right. I was leaving and they said, no, Walt, come back. The rum will drag you back. And then, sure enough, it dragged me back here.
Yes. Have you tried any of Jerry the Diver Guy's spring water?
No, I haven't.
Would you do that?
Well, is there alcohol involved?
You know what? I got a faint feeling that not only is there alcohol involved, that you could actually run your vehicle with this stuff.
Well, all right. The next time I run out of gas, I'll see. Can you recycle it and use it?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other show. Once again, we'll have to see. Now, everybody's kind of walking through the Bahamas aisle for our Junkanoo Happy Hour party. Captain Cocktail is here, of course. Jeff Giroux from South Florida Diving Headquarters. He has actually sampled Jerry the Diver, Diver's Guy's spring water. And, well, how would you rave it or review it?
Sparkling.
Sparkling?
Sparkling spring water. Yes, it was.
Is that easy? With a kick.
I think he should be on that show, the Moonshiners or whatever.
Yeah, well, he might
can we
be.
Say that on TV, Moonshiners?
No, we can't say that on TV, but we can say it on the radio, so we'll do that.
You know, it goes down smooth, but when it hits your stomach, oh my, it's like a bomb going off.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
Hey,
he gets the Captain Cocktail seal of approval.
Okay. That's right. He's drinking it out of a sippy cup. I don't know what that's all about, but God bless him for it.
It's called savoring.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, indeed. Yeah, what goes into this concoction there, Jerry? Can you tell us the secret home, a family recipe? Or
corn.
Corn?
Corn.
Is this mashed stuff?
Mash? Yeah, it's mash.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
It's a secret recipe.
And family secret.
Well, everybody's family in Virginia. I mean,
well, hey,
HVAC Benny Moon.
Yes,
I think I'm hearing some banjo music. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jerry, what are you seeing here at the DEMA show? What are you looking for your dive operation up there, Mountain Divers? Have you seen anything already today? Or
I've been to Backscatter, so I love them.
Yeah. Working on some video stuff or camera stuff. Like what? What are you trying to? What do you got your eye on?
Trying to incorporate the compact side into the shop.
The GoPro stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Backscatter's a sure choice for that. So I think we're going to pick them up. Trying to do the compact stuff a lot. So
that's the thing. Mixed in. So you just use the spring water to kind of get you through the day.
Yeah,
ease the pain. Lubricates. Exactly. Loosens up the joints. Your feet start hurting after a couple hours of wandering the DEMA show here. Now we have Mermaid Tiffany. We also have Callie, which is one of our new mermaids. Welcome to the DEMA show. This is your first DEMA show, right?
This is my first DEMA show. I'm so excited.
Yes. Now, Callie, you are a dive master?
I'm actually an instructor candidate. I'm sending in the paperwork now.
Really? Now, so who did your instructor trainer? Our buddy Doug?
Our buddy Doug. Yes. That guy.
You worked with Lizzie as well, right?
I did. Lizzie did my dive master course.
How is she as a dive instructor in that regard?
Lizzie's awesome. It's Doug you got to worry about.
Yeah, why is that?
Lizzie's so sweet, and she does a great job, and she just wants everything to be perfect. Doug is just go with the flow, so it's definitely a different learning curve.
Yeah, well, what do you think of this DEMA show? You wandered around a little bit between our festivities of being a Beatles girl this morning and a Junkanoo babe this afternoon.
This is crazy. It's awesome. I love everything diving, so this is the perfect place for me to be.
Yeah, now you've seen a lot of the destinations, like we're in the Bahamas Isle. Have you already seen a few booths where you go, oh, my God, I want to go there, or what?
I want to go everywhere. I want to dive everywhere.
Wherever there's water, Callie's in.
Yes, exactly. Even the pool.
Even the pool. It just has to be wet spring water. You would jump in a pool of that in Virginia.
I would jump in a spring if I had a wetsuit.
Yeah, have you had a taste of Jerry the Diver's Guide's spring water already, or no?
No, I haven't yet. Yeah. That's something I need to do.
Well, see, we have two mermaids working right now, and I'm trying to keep one off of the sauce, so we don't lose them. A girl in a battle, so to speak, for tomorrow's festivity. So we'll wait and see. What do you got, Walt?
Remember Captain Denise from the whales?
From the whales, of course, absolutely. Yeah, we walked. Ran into each other here at the top of the Bahamas aisle. So have you been back there to the Dominican Republic or what?
Every year.
Every year? You go back every year, seriously?
Yep.
So what was it like this past year?
Amazing, as always, yeah.
Same kind of thing, just get out there, snorkel with them, they're up close and personal. Are you taking pictures and video and everything yourself or what?
No, I don't take many pictures, I'm too busy driving.
Yes, they don't let you play?
Not enough.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, but you're enjoying the show as always, right?
As always.
Free rum punch. I don't know. I don't think hers is spiked with any of that spring water. You don't want. You trust me. I don't think you want that. Walt, because Walt does. You know what I'm saying? Let him handle the hard stuff. Is that right, Walt?
I don't know. I got to check the spring water out.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you what, I think Jerry the Diver Guy has got a hit on his hands. People are coming up like, hey, can I have a little shot of the sauce there, of the spring water I'm hearing about? It's creating quite a stir here in the Bahamas Isle for our Junkanoo party. And who knows, you know, it might be the next big hit for the Bahamas. Maybe we're going international with this new concoction. Yes, we're doing what we can to bring down civilization, as always. That's just what we do here. But we got more coming up from the Diva Show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year and would love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The Dive Pros at the DEMA Show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA Dive Show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA Dive Getaway to Dominica now. That's Fort Young Hotel.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at Light and Motion.com.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's day two. We have fast-forwarded past our Bahamas Happy Hour party, our Junkanoo party for the first day, because basically after the rum punch started flowing, I couldn't talk. So I had to wait 24 hours, and it is the morning after our morning festivities, our Shagadelic celebration here at the DEMA Show. Now, me and the Scuba Radio crew are literally chilling after we just gave away a trip to the Galapagos, thanks to our official liveaboard sponsor, Explorer Ventures. And Bill, the producer, is here. We've let him out of the box, and he's actually out in public. And I don't know, we just kick him back with the rest of the crew here, too, right?
More or less kicking back.
Yes. With the mermaids, they're all spread, you know, they are
sprawled out on the floor at the convention center here at DEMA.
Yes, but they made it. You know, we had Callie and Tiffany at the Bahamas party. They both made the morning curtain call.
Hey, Callie, you feeling all right?
Feel great.
Okay. All right.
Are you sure, Callie? You're kind of kicking back a little bit more than I expected.
I feel wonderful and amazing, like a ray of sunshine.
Yes, she does. And she looks it, too.
That's a ray of still drunk sunshine, is what
okay.
that is.
That's what that is, Bill? Okay, I'll let him make that call. Or moonshine, that's right. Jerry the diver guy was giving us a little extra kick of spring water last night. You missed that part, Bill.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I actually know what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, none of that stuff. No one heard any talk of this stuff. Yeah, what, Bill? Right.
I have a great idea. I think when the guy comes back on the Segway,
yeah.
I think just do what you can to distract him. He's very easily distracted by you already, and I want to see him hit one of these pillars.
Yeah,
at speed.
We can make it happen. We got enough talent on display that will turn a few heads here at the Dima Show with our mermaids. They have new outfits. Lizzie's here. You know what? Do I have to sit down or can you guys stand up? They're all like, I can't bend over like this. I'm too old for this. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I have a question.
Yes.
You said we're literally chilling. We're literally chilling. What does that mean?
Well, like you're cold.
Oh, I'm not cold.
You're not? It's chilly in here in the convention center. That's what I meant. What do you think I meant?
I think you used the word literally completely wrong.
What do you mean?
What?
You're cold. Look, she has goosebumps. Do you see those, Bill?
That's because you're touching her. Please stop.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay. All right. I misread that one. All right, well, okay, you're not literally chilling, you're just chilling.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. So from what you've seen so far, you got here last night yourself to join the pod and keep everybody in line, but you joined one of the nighttime parties. We had a good time last night, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely not Vegas, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's only the first night as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Did Callie just try to distract the Segway guy to see if she could get him to fall?
I think she did, but he looks like he does this a lot. So,
yeah.
Ooh.
What was that?
I've never seen one this close.
Okay, that's what she said.
I have actually seen Greg try to kill Jean-Michel Cousteau on one of those stage at...
Brings back memories of Ocean Fest, doesn't
it? Yeah. Ocean Fest long gone. That was the same show where he said I should be fired.
He's doing tricks now.
He's doing tricks on the Segway.
He's trying to be cool on a Segway for the girls.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
This is what we do to amuse ourselves when we're slightly hungover after the first day of Dima. And after we've given away all our stuff for the morning. And, you know, we're giving away a trip to the Maldives tomorrow from Explore Ventures. But fear not, if you're not here at the Dima Show, you can register to win our GoPro diving package right now at scubaradio.com, which includes a GoPro Hero 3 camera, a light and motion video light, a Sola 1200, and a Polar Pro red filter and macro kit. So really nice dive package. There's Wyland. Wyland, come on. Can you say hi? Okay, all right, Wyland's walking by. See, that's what happens here at the Dima Show. You know, it's the same old, everybody's walking by, and we're doing our little thing, and it's like our diving family reunion. What, Bill?
Well, even Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit.
Yeah, where Kelly? See, everybody's sitting down. I can't find everyone. Kelly, you're hidden over here on the stage. Yes, she is. She's dinky. She's a Brazilian swimsuit model, so she can hide in, you know, a string bikini and get lost in the crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So did you like the new mermaid look that we had and we debuted here at the Dima Show?
I love it. It's very exotic.
Very exotic. We actually went for a different look with our Scuba Radio mermaids. You'll see the pictures up at scubaradio.com here in the next few days or next week or so. We've modified the outfits slightly for, I don't know, land-based operations. So you can kind of, I don't know, it's not really you can walk, but you can, waddle? What is that?
Kind of, like, hard to walk, but you can walk.
Yeah, we're actually going to have a race with the Scuba Radio Mermaids and see who can run the fastest in the mermaid tail.
That would be hilarious.
Mermaid Olympics competition. Are you game?
Sure.
Yeah. Who would win? Who do you think you could take out of the pod here?
I think I'm the winner here.
You can take them all?
Yes.
All right. Well, we can make that happen. So what have you been up to, Kelly? You're just...
Or maybe her. Like, she has long legs.
Lizzie? Well, yeah. her nickname's Legs.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Legs. Come over here, Legs. Come over here. Kelly just challenged you in a mermaid race to see who could run the fastest in the new mermaid outfits.
I'm going to give that one to Kelly already.
Well, you know, she said, well, you got an unfair advantage with the legs thing.
Oh, That's true. That's true. And also, I think some of my feet are exposed in those costumes, so I'll be able to run faster.
Yeah, you think? I don't know. You're kind of binded up there at the ankles, though. So it's kind of a...
Not binded. Not
bound.
Binded.
No. It's like dive. Dived.
Dive.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, you know, we're just kind of hanging out as we get ready to walk into the show and talk to folks like Weiland, Neil Watson. We're going to go back over to the Bahamas Isle and hang out for the happy hour party. Then we got a thing we're doing with the guys from Scuba Nation, that TV show. They're doing a thing at Sea Dogs Brewery tonight that we're going to send out some of the ladies to model some new Uzi attire for that event. Yeah, Bill?
Well, and all of that, while that's happening, the mermaids will be trying to trick one of the guys working here at the convention center out of their job and their Segway.
Yes, true. Well, you know, we do got to talk a little bit about diving, and we got a lot of fresh mermaid. What's the proper term?
Fresh catch.
Mermaids in training.
Fresh
catch of the day. Yeah, maybe that could be. So you know, we've talked to.
Little bad.
What?
Meat sounds bad.
Right. Well, and you're a veggie. She's a vegan mermaid, so that doesn't really jive with Lizzie. But, I guess first, Lizzie, we should say you're a dive instructor trainer. You've actually trained some of these other girls, right?
Yes. We have.
Well, and Doug, who is your partner in front. Doug, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I just want to say that four of these lovely ladies came from the mermaid training grounds at the University of Florida.
Mermaid training grounds. See, it's kind of like a nursery, you know. He works them up for us, and then he sends them out to be free, and then we ruin them, send them back for remedial training. Something like that. But we'll talk to more of our mermaids and some of the folks here at the Dima Show next. Stick around.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at the Dima Show in Orlando. That's the diving, or, you know, it's the diving event of the year, every year. We help, you know, with the opening ceremonies each morning, giving away live aboard trips from Explorer Ventures and our sponsors like Reef Safe Sun Care Products and some of their new t-shirts and jewelry and all kinds of cool stuff. And, you know, and then, of course, we catch up with our diving friends. Now, we got a lot of new mermaids helping us out here, as well as Beatles girls, because we have this Beatles theme going on that you've heard us talk about the last couple of weeks. But one of the newbies that came through the Doug Mermaid Training facility in Gainesville is Leslie. She's with me. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Greg?
Great. So welcome to the pod.
Thank you. I'm very excited to join.
Good. Now, so your diving experience entails what exactly? What have you been, what level, first of all?
I'm a dive master currently, and I'm going to start working on my instructor training pretty soon.
And who will be your instructor trainer? Will it be Doug, maybe?
Well, I don't live in Gainesville anymore, so probably not. As much as he is a great instructor, I will have to find somebody in the Fort Myers area.
And what is your goal in the diving industry other than Scuba Radio Mermaid?
Well, as of right now, that's a pretty high goal right now, but I would like to become an instructor eventually, so that's what I'm working on.
And then, like, open your own dive shop, the whole thing, maybe, eventually? Who knows?
I don't think so. It'd more just be for recreation and doing my own thing. It's more just kind of have the title as well.
Yes, Bill?
She just likes telling other people what to do.
Yeah. You like that power, that sense
that's
of
exactly.
Do what I say or you will die kind of, you know, godlike syndrome thing, right?
You know, there is something about a female instructor. It's just empowering.
Hey, I'm game. I would, if I needed some more instruction, I'd go that route, I think, for sure. Yeah, what, Bill?
A lot of these girls tell you what to do. Let's be honest.
True. Yeah. Everyone thinks I have some control over them. I can't even keep track of all the mermaids. They keep disappearing. We're going to have to put, like, locator beacons on them here, Bill.
You know, a lot of them use the court system, too. So that maybe a female judge could tell you what you can and cannot do with one of the mermaids.
Let's not bring up those restraining orders. That's just... Shush, Tiff. thanks over there talking smack. All right, we got a Dan tip, and we got more coming up from the Dima Show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, does the wetsuit make me look fat question?
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, no, it's not the wetsuit.
Oh, come on.
And
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny. But it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. A doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. and all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have migrated into the exhibit hall here at the DEMA show, into the scuba radio booth. I'm actually in the scuba radio booth for once, Bill. This is a rarity.
Greg, this is where we have the cards, and this is where we have the giveaways about scuba radio, and this is where we have Pup Morse's, the Scuba Cowboys CD. So this is what the booth looks like. So in case you see it again, you'll know.
Yeah, that is impressive. It is shocking. Yeah, you know, I meander around the show quite a bit during the day after we do our little opening ceremonies and our happy hour in the Bahamas, and I don't spend any time in our booth. And I should, because people come by and say hi, and we've rounded up a couple folks here that have stopped by with, you know, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, myself, and Bill, the producer.
There are. This is the typical person who comes to the booth.
Typical. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jason Foote.
Jason,
well,
and
he's not typical.
What?
He's not typical. I'm going to give you an impersonation of the typical person.
Oh.
Where the hell's that Greg Holt? Where the hell is he? I got a thing to say to him. Thing or two to... Hey, give him a piece of my mind.
Well, now you know why I don't ever come to our booth. So, yeah, you know, file your complaints. We take them via email. I have a special folder to Greg at scubaradio.com. But anyway, Jason is has wandered by, so we roped him in to kind of find out what his story is. So you run a dive operation or what?
We work with a local scuba station where we live. They're a little local dive shop. They're great for helping fill tanks for the local community and getting people in the water.
Right. So it's like when you say a local scuba station, explain
that. That's the name of the business. It's Scuba Station in Fernandina Beach, Florida. They work hand-in-hand with the city to get new divers certified, take people out on trips. We're in a great location for diving, but not for new divers.
Where is that? I live in Florida, and I've never heard of Fernando. What?
It's Fernandino.
Fernandino.
Fernandina, close enough. We are.
Bill didn't even get it right.
I got it wrong. I got it wrong.
We are right on the coast.
We got that on tape, by the way, for the first time ever.
We are right on the coast, just north of Jacksonville, south of Georgia, about as northeast in Florida as you can get. Offshore there, there's phenomenal diving. The only problem is it's usually in about 60-plus feet of water, and you're about 15 miles offshore. So we have the problem that it's not really great for brand-new divers and things like that. We've usually got to take a trip to the springs nearby or something like that. But
well, why do you got to go so far offshore? Because of the Gulf Stream issues or what?
Yeah, there is zero visibility. Unless you get the calmest of calm, flattest of flattest days, and on those days you're going to have nothing but sand on the bottom end.
But if I am mistaken, I'm guessing that would be a lobster hot spot. Could it be?
Once you get out there a ways, it definitely is. You get 20...
Big monster ones.
Big monster. Once you get a hold of them, you better hang on tight. Absolutely.
It's not really you're catching them. They may catch you if you're not paying attention. Is that right, Jason?
Most definitely. You better...
But you have sharks and things like that, too, or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's there's some great big fish diving there. Goliath grouper, big rays, so on and so forth. It's the sharks come in, especially when the water gets cooler. Really nice place.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think that really what we want to get from Jason and Mary Alice is also from Scuba Station up there in Fernandina Beach, just barely in Florida, is their impression of the show so far, because they've been here for many, many seconds.
Many seconds? Really? Did you just walk right in?
We caught a Dan presentation that we wanted to see right when we walked in the door. Very informative, as usual. Really enjoyed that. And we've been walking around for maybe 10 minutes. But, you know, typical kind of what we expected in that all the brand brand new, greatest of the, you know, newest technology, stuff you can't afford, but it's really nice to look at as you walk by.
Yeah, you got to kick the tires a little bit, and you can some of it is could be wishful thinking, depending if you're looking at one of these $10,000 underwater scooters or something like that. But there's a little bit for everyone. What, Bill? What are you looking at?
A little bit of excitement here at the booth. Right across from us at the Dan booth, a half of a person has fallen down and needs to have CPR.
Yes. That's just what they do at Divers Alert Network, and give they're doing a little their CPR contest. It's kind of nice. We're going to do that tomorrow and replace that dummy with Bill,
another
the producer.
Guy.
Yes. Or Bubble. Who knows? We'll pick one of them. Mary Alice, tell me, what do you think of this show? Is this your first demo? Have you been to these before or what?
It is my first one.
Yeah, you like what you see so far? You in the first 10 minutes at least?
So
or have we totally spoiled it for you now?
So far, I do like it.
Yeah. What are you guys looking for here at the show? Anything in particular other than just kind of, you know, browsing and window shopping, so to speak?
A little window shopping. Also kind of interested in, you know, some of the new technology for beginner divers. You know, a mask is always an issue for newer divers. Something out there that you can slap on somebody. It's going to be comfortable, fit people. Everybody's said they have that for as long as I can remember, and I've yet to find one. So I'm hoping that'll happen. And then always looking for a good dive knife that you can keep an edge and won't rust, which is, again, kind of that golden fleece that nobody can seem to come up with, but hopeful here that we might find it.
There might be a few options here on the DEMA show floor. All right, more coming up from the DEMA show next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gene, completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
Yeah.
We are back here at the DEMA show in Orlando, hanging out at the Scuba Radio booth. And I got to tell you, it's no coincidence that we are set up literally right across from the Divers Alert Network booth this year.
Yeah, it's because we usually injure a lot of people.
Right. and we figured, you know, logistically this would be good with you know, all the mermaids, all the accident-prone mermaids. We have, like, you know, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. And right, Kelly?
Yes, I wish I wish I know him back in Bahamas.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
When you make me have a mask squeeze.
She had a mask squeeze. And, you know, she was just preparing for a guest shot on Vampire Diaries. That's what, and she got these bloodshot eyes, and it was bad.
Yeah, she was Kelly Queen of the Damned for like 3 months.
Yeah, that happened in Andros in the Bahamas. Yeah, but I've pulled Marty over from Divers Alert Network's booth. Now, Marty is one of the guys who could possibly pick up the phone call if you ever have to call the Dan hotline. Right, Marty?
That is right, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Now, and we could have used you maybe that time when we were in Andros and Kelly got a mask squeeze because she didn't follow my instructions correctly and got those bloodshot eyes, which is a very common issue, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I was surprised how often it happens, but it indeed does.
And it freaks people out, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
It looks terrible, and it's going to take quite a while to recover from it, but usually nothing permanent, nothing really serious about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's those things like, you know, tumors developing and brain damage and things like that, but the odds are, Kelly, 95% that that'll happen.
Yeah, I wish you was a good instructor.
Yeah, well. You got to listen.
Told me that.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, mask squeeze, bringing out, it just pops the capillaries or whatever in your eyeballs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It looks cool during Halloween.
It sure does. And we always tell people they can say you should see the other person. So, you know, they look worse. So.
Right. So, you know, when you're answering the hotline there at Divers Alert Network, I mean, you get a call. I mean, volume varies. Does it pick up, like, during full moons, like 911 and that kind of thing, too, or what?
No, we haven't seen that correlation. And the statistics say that doesn't happen. But having worked in an emergency room, yes, it does. But that's another story. Our busiest time of year, of course, is for the U.S. and Canada, essentially Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's the peak diving season. That's when we're on the phone the most.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that that Divers Alert Network has been working on to educate the diving public, if not the general public, is these lionfish. The last few years, that's become a little bit more of an issue for divers and getting stung and that kind of thing. Are you getting those kind of calls or what?
It hasn't increased in a huge volume. The only difference is that now that people are actually being injured in open water with them, whereas before, all the calls we got on lionfish were people who had them in their aquarium or were professional aquarists. That's the only time we heard of it.
Right.
We do get a few more in open water, but fortunately they hurt like crazy, but usually not life-threatening.
Now, is the general rule of thumb, if you have a sting like a lionfish, you go to the old backup plan that you got to pee on it? Or is that just something we do to abuse our fellow divers?
If you're into that sort of thing...
Kelly...
You are, I know.
Yeah, quit it. No, it's not true. But no, what would you, I mean, a lionfish is the same kind of stinging thing that a stingray, or what would you do?
No, it's a little bit different. What helps the most with pain management with the lionfish is immersing the part in as hot a water as they can tolerate without causing injury. That seems to be really good at managing pain.
And that would work with stingrays as well, wouldn't it? The barb type thing?
Yeah, it can. But with the stingrays, it's more the trauma from that spine that's the greater concern. And any marine life injury, high rate of infection. So you want to be seen by a doctor eventually to make sure there isn't an infection there. Also, make sure there's no pieces of the spine or the barb left in there.
Bill?
There is nothing better than watching you approximate something which would be good medical advice and watch Marty's face as he tries not to say, no, that's wrong.
Well, that's why, you know, we have people, you know, like Marty working for Dan that we can lean on to keep us in check, right?
Absolutely.
And your Dan membership obviously funds the Dan Hotline and all the other research and great benefit things that they do for the industry and the general public as a whole. Yeah, Kelly?
I have a question. What about if you have allergies, like, you know, this kind of people that have EpiPen all the time? Is that can be danger if you don't have the EpiPen or?
Well, it depends on what they're allergic to. Certainly if they're allergic to peanuts, you know, then, you know, that you can run into that all the time. Please always have your EpiPen with you. if you're allergic, terribly allergic to, let's say,
spiders?
I am. Okay. This is a mask.
Yeah, that's a phobia, spiders. Kelly.
No. If they bite me, like any kind of bug,
yeah.
I will get it, like, I have to get an EpiPen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because she's from Brazil. When she thinks of a spider, she thinks of something the size of her head.
No. São Paulo, the third largest city in the world, doesn't have spiders.
It's but you're not in São Paulo.
Yeah, I am.
You're in Florida, Kelly.
No, I'm serious. I don't trust you.
Have spiders. Then watch out. You got to open the toe heel.
No, and then what happened? Like, you have to have a EpiPen there too?
So you keep it with you on the boat?
Absolutely. Yeah, if it's something that you're likely to encounter on the boat, certainly it's unlikely, but certainly spiders can stow away on the boats.
Yeah.
Food products that you're allergic to, you'd still need to have that with you. Absolutely.
But I heard the jellyfish would be even worse than spiders.
No. They have found that the venoms that you find in the jellyfish and other sea creatures are very different than the land-based animals. So there's no cross-sensitivity per se.
There you go.
Yes,
so we can have you go swimming with jellyfish. We just keep the spiders off the dive boat for Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Marty, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend. And we got hour two of Scuba Radio coming up from the Dima Show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.